abiding in meditation requires skill. The skill has to be based on understanding of oneself, the inner state, the art of being. First, the state beyond the mind has to be opened, awakened. If there is no state beyond the mind, if we have not entered into the dimension of pure subjectivity, there is no meditation. There is just a pitiful effort to meditate, which produces at the most a level of psychological calmness or relaxation, but which has no spiritual value. A waste of time. As you can see, not only living unconsciously, one is wasting time, but one can waste time being on the spiritual path as well, if it is not done properly. Pseudo-spiritual path. First, the inner state has to be awakened, and how deeply it is awakened determines how profoundly we abide within. The inner state is a combination of embodying our true identity, the light of I Am, the actualization of our soul, and our absorption in the universal existence. The fundamental doorway to the universal existence is the absolute state. Absolute state is the portal to absence. It is the passage from the dimension of presence to the dimension of absence, from creation to the uncreated. Those who do not have access to the source, what they translate as absorption, is a level of immersion of their psychological self in the soul. Whether they consciously realize their soul or not, what they experience is the body of the soul. The experience of the soul, from the viewpoint of me, can appear as the beyond, because it is the beyond of me. However, it is not the beyond of one's true self. Soul is who we truly are. That which complicates abiding in meditation is that even when the inner state is activated, there's still a duality between me and the soul. It is this duality which complicates the situation, because me is in a constant relationship with I am. And unless this me acquires the necessary skill how to properly relate, the flowering of this skill is obviously complete absorption, unification between me and I am, the dissolution of duality. But it cannot happen initially, it's simply impossible. That's why we have to work with the duality properly. The duality is not only negative. The me is supposed to be separated from I am in order to assist the soul in her awakening. Only when the soul is fully actualized, or to a large degree, there's a possibility for me to merge, to surrender. For me to surrender into the soul, not only the soul has to be awakened, the soul has to be first absorbed in the source, meaning the soul has to be in the state of surrender. The soul is a bridge between our human consciousness and the beyond. Me, the human, cannot surrender directly. He has to pass through the soul first. And for that to happen, the soul has to be properly established in the universal existence. Because there's duality between me and I am, there's always a possibility that me will do something wrong, that it does not know how to relate to the inner state. It will be doing either too much, or it will create different tendencies. It can either overconcentrate, it can become restless, it can become bored, it can become impatient, it can get lost in the mind. The me has to be clear. The me has to, even prior to surrendered to I Am, has to embody certain essential amount of its own presence, which is not the crystallized me, the mental me, but the pure me. Pure me is the link between the conscious me and the I Am. Me is constantly aligning itself with correct abidance in the inner state, and simultaneously it is supposed to remove itself. It is constantly removing itself, getting out of the way, allowing the state to be. And that which allows this removal of me to take place is mastering the skill of complete gentleness, being so gentle in that abidance, in the state of meditation, that me becomes transparent. So gentle that it cannot distinguish itself from the state in which it abides. Someone wrote a note about experiencing light in the head. This is one of the ways how me is creating things. It cannot just be. It cannot surrender. It must create something extraordinary to grasp, to cling to. Because it is too dull to appreciate the value of consciousness and presence. After some time, no matter what state we abide in, the me will get bored. Me is like a child that is constantly changing the object of his interests, looking for something to affix his attention to, and forgetting it immediately and looking for something else. Spirituality for unevolved me is like a toy shop. There are two ways to go beyond this getting bored, getting used to, from arising of these dull energies from me. One is to exercise a deeper level of surrender of me, where the me merges with the soul, with the light of I Am. The me forgets itself in I Am. It ceases to exist through its absorption in I Am. From that place it begins to exist in a new way, the correct way. But since that absorption is a high achievement on the path, and many elements have to fall into place before it can happen, so initially we have to work with this me in different way. The second way to go beyond the dullness of me is through its own spiritual awakening, through awakening of more understanding, awakening of more sensitivity, appreciation. Me has to fall in love with I am. Me has to be the lover of the beloved, which in this case is the soul. For me, which is evolved, awakened spiritually, abiding in I am, even before merging with that I am, is a constant celebration. It is constant state of joy, state of awe. Don't allow your me to create anything within simplicity of the state of meditation. Everything is already there, in the right place. There's no need to see light. There's no need to look for some special bliss. Just being in a state which is free from self-consciousness. Self-consciousness arises and it is being in the same instant surrendered. We are constantly surrendering it, letting go. The true light is the light that cannot be seen. It is the light which makes possible the perception of all lights of existence. The moment you see light, it's already darkness. You have lost true light. Someone else speaks about too much energy in the head. Me, with closed eyes, abiding in the state of presence, often becomes claustrophobic. It feels suffocated in that space. And its suffocation translates as an energetic phenomenon, excess of concentration. The way out of that situation is being completely gentle. Make yourself comfortable in that space. Relax. Don't let your me to create anything on top of that consciousness, which is so simple. bring feeling of love to that consciousness, to that head space. Don't just sit there stuck. Bring heartfulness, affection, lovingness, softness, tenderness into that space. These are not just artificial techniques. These energies are simply helping me to align itself with the proper abidance in consciousness. That space that you experience with open eyes is not a temporary state of being. It will be your home for eternity. You will live there forever. There's no end of time to that reality. So make yourself comfortable, get used to it.